League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Soccer Sense, the Sensible Soccer Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And of course Karan, as usual, missing in duty, settling into Gurugram. So Karan might be missing in duty for some time. Much like a lot of players are missing in duty on the opening weekend of the Premier League season, Vishal, we saw all the games and a lot of pre-season rust still seems to be around.
Sure. Yeah.
Arsenal already in mid-season rust form.
Arsenal have the same rust throughout. They're like that old barbecue machine that you can't ever light up because of the rust.
Okay, so we'll go to the barbecue pit that is Arsenal a little later. But first, off the top, we at Soccer Sense usually do not try to build narratives around single results.
Yeah.
But since this was the opening fixtures, at least there were glimpses of what was happening with new managers.
Yep.
So we begin with Manchester United and
Bournemouth.
Jose Mourinho
beating
Bournemouth.
Yep.
Not without effort, but pretty solid performance.
Solid performance. So Jose Mourinho's put the right kind of defending in United's head. So for example, a lot of last season or the season before, a lot of their passes out or the move out of defense used to be lateral and not really forward. So, and this was a huge problem that United faced because they were always constantly inviting pressure upon themselves. So he seems to have set that right already. And Bailey seems to be a good signing. A lot of ironing out still needs to be done in his style of play and his recklessness. That's very apparent, but still seems to be a good player. Again, I don't think United have still found their best midfield. And it was clear that they haven't found their best midfield because though they had little spells and bursts of great possession and great movement, it was not consistent.
So speaking of, if we go back to the midfield question and United this week, as in we have a game tonight.
Correct.
There will be
against Southampton,
debuting the new signing Paul Pogba.
Yep. Yeah, so ideally, I think Pogba will come in today. So like I said, while Fellaini is looking to play, he honestly, credit where it's due, did a good job in the defensive role. But what United do not have is somebody who can pull the strings. And by pull the strings, I don't mean a defensive midfielder. Somebody who can sit back and run play and create play and, you know, basically be the master of puppets of all the players who are in front of him. So yes, United did score three goals, but two goals were gifted to United, and it was not necessarily United's play. And Zlatan's goal was Zlatan's goal. That was world class written all over it. But like I said, it looks like
somebody said that's the contractually obliged goal.
Correct.
He has to score.
So they have all the settings in place, they have all the right ingredients in place, but once the midfield settles, I think this team will become far better and far more powerful.
Yeah, speaking of having the ingredients in place, let's talk about Manchester City and Pep Guardiola's debut.
Yep.
It was a win they had to earn. It was not easy.
It was a very hard-earned victory because, like I said, Pep Guardiola is not one of those managers who will try to adapt to the country. The country has to adapt to him. So a lot of Man City players from minute one were playing Pep Guardiola's style of football. I don't think all of them are still equipped to play Pep Guardiola's style of football because they do not have the players, especially in defence and midfield, who are extremely comfortable on the ball. John Stones, though has a potential. His mistake cost them the goal, him charging out recklessly, which has been the story of John Stones' career so far.
And John Stones has been their most high-profile signing of the summer.
And so far, I'm honestly not too impressed by John Stones because while they say he's young, what you know, don't notice he's 22 years old. Yeah, and 22 years old and still so poor in decision-making is a problem, and I'd worry about it. And he's English, so English defenders after the likes of Ferdinand and Terry have been negligible almost. So even the goal that he conceded, it was a reckless charge, which he got beaten effortlessly by Rodwell and set up Defoe. So he really needs to figure out if he's got the right defenders in play, because the people in his squad right now, apart from Kompany, nobody's comfortable on the ball. He's obviously not happy with Joe Hart. And midfield, yeah, they do have the ingredients. It was a very hard
and that has been sort of the story under Pellegrini as well.
Yeah.
So this is something that that will have to change.
Yeah, Vichu Bocho, he's got the ingredients, but I don't know how the players will respond. Will the player, are these players capable of responding over 38 games over a year-long season is something that I really want to see, because till now City have always failed at that. Could be the manager's fault, could be the player's fault, you know. We know for sure this season Pep Guardiola is relentless in his approach. So that's something, but yeah, a hard-fought victory, but a well-earned victory.
Let's talk about, speaking of former Spanish league managers coming into England, trying to make an impact, Sunderland and David Moyes. What do they look like? That, of course, they lost to City, but...
David Moyes did what he does best then. He set up not to lose. He set up very well to not to lose, and you could see the discipline. But he shot himself in the foot by bringing on a fifth defender here. They were playing five defenders in the back, and Paddy McNair fought. Irony is, he scored the own goal as well.
He was trying to protect the
You didn't need to do it. Your team was doing a good job, so maybe he got so excited by the prospect of a point in opening day of season at Manchester. So that was a mistake, but overall I think he brought back some discipline and shape into Sunderland, and so I think they will be okay this season.
And speaking of discipline and whipping into shape, Chelsea. And Antonio Conte.
Oh man, I don't think I want to watch Chelsea anymore. I just want to watch Conte, because I'm waiting for Liverpool versus Chelsea to see the managers jump around and hop around and scream and yell and jump into the crowd.
And speaking of jumping, I mean, Chelsea gave enough reason. They took the lead, then they conceded the goal, and then
came back to win it late.
Costa went ahead and won it late.
So a lot of controversy around that, obviously, because I think should have been sent off too. But yeah, solid performance from Chelsea, because the one thing that they did show, I know it's the opening game of season, but they did clock the miles on the football field, which is very uncharacteristic of Chelsea. Everybody put in the effort, and the first person who would not put in the effort was Fabregas, and he was immediately dropped to the bench, and he's in fact being offered to Real Madrid as well. So let's see. So Chelsea are showing the right attitude so far, but again, for Chelsea, like Man City, it's about the players are a bunch of celebrities, a bunch of divas. So will they last the 38 games of the season and be able to put up with Conte's reckless, as in, for God's sake, Conte ripped apart Paul Pogba at halftime, and you were leading 3-0 against Napoli. So you don't know what to expect from how many of these divas can put up with that approach.
So like I mentioned earlier, that I'm absolutely terrified of Conte at this moment as to how this will play out.
Yeah. My money is still on him getting fired by December.
Okay, we'll see we'll keep the Conte fired watch going side by side on all the episodes of the podcast. Speaking of fired, there were jokey calls of hashtag Ranieri out after Leicester lost their opening game to Hull. Premier League defending champions Leicester, as Gary Lineker would have pointed out, lost on the opening day. First champions ever to lose in the Premier League on opening
day. Yep.
Which is, of course, again, very Leicester, because they have been...
Yeah, it's Leicester. It's purely Leicester. So, again, Leicester in this whole 90 minutes against Hull played for a period of about 10 minutes. And by played, I mean played well. They created chances. They had the movement in spells, in bursts. They missed a bunch of sitters, Vardy in specific, they missed a sitter. So like Claudio Ranieri rightly pointed out, they played as individuals for a change and not as a team. And if they're going to do that, they're obviously going to lose, because this is not a bunch of individuals who can win
games.
This
is not how they won the championship last year.
None of those individuals are capable of winning you games single-handedly, I'm sorry. So they'll have to figure out how they're going to do this. Ranieri obviously has made in the new signings, and the ones that stuck out like the sore thumb was the new signings. Because they were the ones who seemed to hold on to the ball longer than Leicester would normally hold on to the ball. So maybe there are a couple of players who are trying to make a point out there with the new signings and all that, which is not required, which is not necessary at all. So Leicester do have something to look into, but I think it's too early to really make a call. But
Like always, we reserve our call to look at a little more.
They're going to look for a mid-table finish at best this season. So let's be honest. So let's see how it goes.
Speaking of mid-table teams, Arsenal versus Liverpool.
Yep.
Which turned out to be the game of the opening weekend.
It was just like they both left off where they stopped last season. Liverpool
so
to take the lead.
Arsenal took the lead after having missed a penalty and then conceded the equalizer.
I'll tell you what, this 90 minutes is a summary of both these teams' season for the rest of the season, because Liverpool are going to be an all or nothing team. There's not going to be a midway. Klopp does not set up for a draw. And Liverpool are going to either give you full on joy or absolute heartbreak. And Arsenal are always going to do this. They're going to give you hope. They're going to start peaking. They're going to play really well. And then boom, just when you think of putting some more faith in them, and they're going to let you down. So that's the season for you.
Okay, so Arsenal, obviously, pretty controversial performance. Lots to talk about, but we'll not waste our breath on that. We'd rather talk about the larger issue that Arsenal are facing, because we are all about the big picture here at Soccer Sense. So Wenger is past his due date, but the question is by how many seasons?
By about 4 or 5 seasons, honestly, because, oh my God, I mean, one, you have an Ozil, you had a fit Cristiano, you had a fit Ozil and Cristiano back, and Giroud as well back, but he gave them an extended break, which is fair because they had far longer Euros, but they don't have fitness issues. And when you lost your best, not your best, but Mertesacker and Gabriel in pre-season for long term, you cannot put a 20 and a 21-year-old against Liverpool and ask them to deliver, because one, they've never played together. Forget how much potential they have. They've never played together, and you cannot expect them to come and deliver at such a big stage. So Wenger got it wrong there at the beginning. You should have put in Cristiano. Should have been your first name on the list. Forget how he was. If he's not, I think he would have been more match fit than anybody else, just for the simple fact that he played on till the finals of the Euros.
So, looking at Wenger's approaches in recent times, has he become tactically weaker, or has he been left behind tactically?
I think it's pure ego, because he's trying to prove a point that his squad, without making purchases, without making the marquee signings, can win. Because I'm sorry, Arsenal needed a striker. Arsenal needed a quality defender in this transfer market, but now they're being reactive and chasing defenders. They're chasing Mustafi, they're chasing a bunch of other defenders, but pure reactive. And again, strikers, they don't even seem to be chasing anymore. So nobody knows, and Arsenal are not able to close a single deal, because it's either the players don't want to come, because Van Persie, though he didn't leave on good terms, he left after a very, very prophetic interview with Gazidis, where he asked Gazidis about what is his vision for Arsenal. And Gazidis said they will not be able to spend the money, the kind of money that the big teams are spending. And which is when Van Persie himself took the call that he wants to leave. And what is going to happen now is Ozil, Sanchez, Cristiano, and the best players currently in Arsenal want to win trophies. And after this season, I don't think they'll wait anymore. I think this is Arsenal's best season, last season, to hold on to the talent that they have in the squad. Because next season, I can guarantee you that a bunch of these players are going to want to leave, because Cristiano fended off interest from Bayern Munich, Ozil fended off interest back from Real Madrid. So
basically,
Sanchez, anybody
they,
will buy
they
him.
Might end up being like last year in the London Premier League, that is the London clubs, they were fourth among.
I think even if you have to do mid-season, I don't think you should even wait for Wenger's contract to run out at the end of the season. I think it's really, really time to let go of that man. All due respect for him, but he's been outdated and his ego's been running this world up for a while.
I think we'll have to start Wenger Doomsday Clock Watch also on Soccer Sense.
I don't think that Arsenal will ever take that call. I don't think they have the spine to take that call.
Which we'll keep taking a look at. And speaking of that, this weekend the big game is then Arsenal versus Leicester. This early in the season, this suddenly looks like potentially a season defining game for both teams.
Yeah, because last season Leicester lost to Arsenal both the legs, one of the teams that they could not beat for all the time, but this is the right time to beat them, because Wenger's thinking about risking his stars for this game, because he's still not convinced that he should play them. And if there's no better chance for Leicester to get up and running and get their confidence.
And vice versa, for the Arsenal fans who kind of swing between those extreme moods of either Arsenal being the best in the world or the worst, a win against Leicester could potentially mask more issues.
True, but I'm afraid to count on Arsenal. They have to go all out and win, because playing Walcott or playing Sanchez up front does not cut it, because Sanchez needs somebody to feed and does not need to be fed. So you pretty much isolated Sanchez by playing him up front. You are basically being the bane of your own existence by making these movements and making these changes in your squad. If you have a fit Giroud, he anyway is not a player who clocks miles and miles, so he knows how to conserve himself and play smartly. Put him in there. I don't know what Wenger's thinking. I don't count on Wenger anymore, so I think this is Leicester's chance more than Arsenal's chance. See, Arsenal are favourites to win this. On paper, they are still favourites to win this, so again, Arsenal have more to lose than Leicester in the game.
So might be looking at another 7-goal thriller when Leicester take on Arsenal, and it's completely possible because this is, after all, the Premier League, and already in week one we have seen that things can go topsy-turvy. We shall be bringing you all of that and more as the season goes on, as we always have on Soccer Sense. We can be found on Pocket Cast. We can find us at Soccer-Sense there, or on iTunes and Stitcher or any other podcast app that you use. Or you can always find us on the web at soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. So do join us the next time. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys. Pray for United.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.